following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, Tom Baudet, doing my very first tweet, or twerp, or whatever it's called. Okay, here goes. M6 has clean, comfy rooms, numeral 4, lowest $$ of N-E, nut-null chain, ampersand, I heart it, cuz, and I'm out of characters. Oh, see why this is so popular. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy post-show meeting.
I'm going to be gone tomorrow. I'm going to be gone tomorrow. I'm going to be gone tomorrow.
Now fast forward to when Daddy gets home.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody.
At this low point, somebody reaches out to Daddy with an important message.
It's that time to go and get and catch your baseball caps. On backwards, put on some shoes, but nothing else, and roam the streets of whatever city you may inhabit.
That's right, Daddy says. With Doug gone, I'll be able to wear my hat backwards, because we all remember the last time somebody did that.
Put your hat on right. Put your hat on right. Santa dress code. Put your hat on right.
Daddy asks himself,
why would you be that miserable a person?
And what about not wearing anything else?
I mean, if there's a train wreck, you look at it, right?
Good attitude, Daddy. So what you're telling me is you're going to thug out? How much money you packing?
I got a roll of lettuce.
Sound like enough to get us in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, welcome. Doug and Daddy Show right here at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, folks. Pretty jam-packed show for you today. Doug, of course, is gone today. I've been out the last couple days. Don't worry. Nowhere fun. Nowhere fun. Other job. Just had some commitments. Had to get some things taken care of. So I was out in western Nebraska, of course. I adjust some crop insurance. That's what I do for my main job. I enjoy going out and meeting different people. Picked up an agency in North Platte. They've gotten whacked with hail. I had to take care of some people. So that's what I've been doing the last 2 days. Nothing fun. So don't make it think that I've been on a lake somewhere tanning, which I would have much rather been doing, but that's just the way it is. Doug went to the broadcaster's annual deal last night. He is in Omaha. Obviously didn't make it back this morning, so he's out today. Hope you're having a great we're taking it up to the lunch hour, and I hope we get this hour over so you can get on with your weekend. Nobody's working this afternoon. The summer's winding down. We got football practice wrapping up right now at the University of Lincoln. Of the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. We are going to be joined by the editor and general manager of Huskers Illustrated, Aaron Babcock. That's going to happen about 40 past the hour. We're going to be joined here real shortly. We're going to hear from Paul Keels. He's a voice of Ohio State on our Big Ten preview, one of the interviews we did at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. Get his thoughts on Ohio State and all that's been going on. Of course, the talk this morning has been a lot about Terrell Pryor, a lot about Miami, all over the national airways. And then our prep preview is going to roll on with Isaac Frex, the head coach of the Alma Cardinals, that look to be doing, have maybe their deepest run in the playoffs or have a chance to make their deepest run in the playoffs in a long, long time. And everybody in Harlan County is excited for the Alma Cardinals. And, of course, they've got a Division I prospect in Kai Wolf and some other great players surrounding them. So we're gonna get to Paul Keels, then Isaac Frex, and then our friend Aaron Babcock. Talk a little Huskers late in the show. If you've got a question that you want to, that you've been wondering about the Nebraska Cornhuskers, if you're wondering about the holder, if you're wondering about anything related to the Nebraska football team, please shoot us an email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. That's Doug. Daddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We would love to pass that along with us. or give us a quick phone call, 888-455-3776. And tell Merritt, if you don't want to be on the air, tell Merritt. He'll pass along to me. If you want to be on the air, perfect. We would love to have you. News this morning out of Husker camp, really some really cool news, I think. It's one of those fun days where Bo Pelini rewards four new scholarship guys, walk-on running back Austin Jones, fullback Tyler Legate, who we love to watch play, long snapper P.J. Mangieri picks up a scholarship, and one other scholarship was offered. He hails from Loomis, Nebraska. He's number 23. He's number one in your hearts, folks. He's my favorite or second favorite. You know what? Him and Crick won 1A. I got to be honest with you. And I'll throw Maher in there. He's starting to be a co-number one in my heart as well. But Lance Thorell picks up a scholarship. Congratulations. A lot of work, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. Yes, Lance, you cried at times. Tyler Legate has told me on several occasions you cried, but went into that, and wonderful, wonderful news. Lance Thorell, Tyler Legate, Austin Jones, P.J. Mangieri, all four received scholarship at the University of Nebraska, so congratulations. That's just awesome. One of those stories you hear about, you know, it happens about every year. Somebody is rewarded for their hard work and their dedication to the program, and these four young men were, and good for them. Good for them. Folks, if you're following, if you've never done Twitter, don't understand Twitter, it's one of those things that's becoming more where, I guess, the mainstream press, when they get a thought, boom, they post it. There's links to articles all over. That's becoming the new way news is getting out. That's a new way. I just started a Twitter account, Big Daddy 1460. I'm not a big poster. I don't post 38 times a day. I don't do that. That's not what I mean. I don't think anybody cares what I think. I guess basically, but you can follow all these different things. Well, one of the funny things that you can, you know, there's funny people. You can do whatever you want to on there, but there's a fake Bo Pelini, and. If you're following Twitter, you got to find fake Bo Pelini, because he is absolutely one of the funnier things that he just posts random thoughts like, do I care that Bubba's not in? No, not really. Could somebody please tell me how to get a washing machine out of my neighbor's tree? All right, that's funny to me. I mean, if you're into that, find fake Pelini, follow him. But you can follow basically whoever you want, and whether it's a national team on a national scene, a Cowboys fan, I got the Cowboys buzz tap up, and they relay Cowboy news to me. You get about everything you want. All the World Herald guys, Sipple, Sean Callahan, all those guys, Huskers Illustrated, all those guys are up there. They're all twittering, and it's very, very easy. It's kind of a fun deal. It's a great way to get updated information. You get Chip Brown if you're a fan, whether you like, hate. People, if you're a Longhorn fan, whether you're a Longhorn, I guess if they're your nemesis like they are to a lot of Nebraska fans, and you want to see what's going on every once in a while, they're just short deals on Twitter, so that's kind of fun. Merritt, just a couple quick thoughts. The Miami deal is absolutely out of hand, and I actually waited and waited and waited. I wondered how long it would take for somebody would throw the racism deal out. Well, it was this morning. Luther Campbell did it on Doug Gottlieb. And I had to think that I'm sure in one of the NCAA bylaws, how inconsistent, how incompetent you think the NCAA is. I don't think in page 4,812, subparagraph 3, I don't think it says, we do not like black people. I don't think it says that. I think the NCAA probably goes more out of their way than maybe any other organization to help people that come from, and whether you're white, black, Hispanic, whatever, come from areas of towns that aren't real fun to grow up in and that aren't safe neighborhoods, pay for an education, hopefully make them productive citizens, where otherwise, had they not had that opportunity through athletics, probably not going a lot of places. That's just the culture in those areas. Whether it, you know, whatever area you want to make it, whatever the color, whatever the race is. But I don't think the University, you know, of Miami is run as a plantation. And I don't think if you're a good football player, you show up there and there's a guy sitting on a porch in front of a big white house that looks like Boss Hogg smoking a cigar that says, "Welcome here. Please go out and cut some sugar cane." We need to get rid of that mentality. And, you know, Luther Campbell can say he wasn't a booster, can say whatever he wants, and say he's a community activist and did all these great things, and Nevin Shapiro's a bad guy. You know what? Yes, the rules need to be changed. If anybody out there could figure out the perfect system, I don't think anybody disagrees that the rules need to be changed. I think the people at the NCAA are about ready to throw their hands up in the air and say, "What the hell do we do? We try and enforce things. People just go above and beyond." Maybe people go above and beyond. There's people out there who say, well, they're already getting paid. They're getting a scholarship. You know what? Any college kid wants to have a pizza every now and then. Every college kid, you know, I think it's okay. I think everybody would agree, wants to eat after on a Saturday night. Now, is it okay to hand a kid $50,000? I think everybody out there would agree we're taking it a step too far. We need to take a step back. If I'm 20 and somebody says, "Hey, pick up your wide receiver friend, Kyle Kizer, if you're at the University of Nebraska, or Kearney. Pick up Brandon Kinney. Come out to my yacht. We're going to party with some pretty girls." It's tough for me to say no to that. I'm sorry, it's 2011. It's not normal for a 19, 20-year-old kid in 2011 to raise his hand and say, "I don't know, is there going to be alcohol there? Probably shouldn't do that." I don't know any 19, 20-year-old kid that would refute that offer and say, "Gosh, you know, Nevin, you're cool. I like the gangster look. You're a crazy cat, but I think I'm going to pass this time." How big's the yacht? 147 feet? Oh, they're landing a helicopter on top of it with pretty girls? My ass is on the yacht. I don't know anybody's ass that isn't on that yacht. It's just tough to say no to those deals. You know, I don't think there's yachts in Lincoln, Nebraska. I don't think there's yachts in Happy Valley. I don't think there's, you know, College Station. That's one of the things Miami has that, you know, but at the same time, there's got to be a line somewhere. And it's just the whole deal is run amok. And by the way, Barry Alvarez, Lincoln, or Omaha World Herald today, invested $1 million in trying to sue Nevin Shapiro with that. So he got caught up in it, said he met Nevin Shapiro one time. The deal's just going to get ugly. If Miami doesn't get the death penalty for this, when are you going to get drop the death penalty again? If the facts are true, which apparently they are, not according to Luther Campbell, but according to 72 people that Yahoo Sports, and I believe it was an 11-month search. They're true. They're true. You know, Terrell Pryor all of a sudden had to become disqualified so he could enter the supplemental draft. All of a sudden, "Oh, yeah, I took money from my mentor, and I took money from my mom. He made car payments." You know, does it have to come to that for him to get into the NFL? Whatever. I mean, the whole deal, you know, when's it going to be time for football? When can we get by this? When can we get, hopefully, poor Al Golden? I feel bad for one person. You go from thinking, "Boy, this is the best job. I've wanted a job like the Miami Hurricanes my whole life." What a punch in the face. What an absolute punch in the face for that guy. Anyway, folks, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to go into our Big Ten preview with Paul Keels. He's the voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Back after this.
Have a better day. Only some. Subway has a deal this flat-out delicious. The new $3 flatbread breakfast combo. A 6-inch flatbread breakfast sandwich and a cup of Seattle's Best Coffee. All for just $3. Try the crisp-alicious bacon, egg, and cheese and put your spin on it with everything from juicy tomatoes to spicy jalapenos. The new Subway $3 flatbread breakfast combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards plus tax where applicable.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle, valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
The health of your eyes is the focus at Optical Gallery. Dr. Mandy Johnson continues Optical Gallery's 25-year tradition of providing exceptional eye care for you and your family. From eye exams and contact lens fittings to the diagnosis and treatment of ocular conditions, plus a large selection of name-brand frames and sunglasses, Optical Gallery, your source for personal, professional quality eye care. 220 West 39th Street, just south of Sun Mart. Call 234-9913. Online at OpticalGalleryofKearney.com.
Create a lasting remembrance of your loved one with help from the compassionate family at Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Family-owned since 1935, Brand Wilson was founded to provide truly personalized services in a beautiful and dignified setting at an affordable lower cost. Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Our family caring for yours. With locations in Hastings, Kennesaw, Harvard, and Roseland. Online at brandwilson.com.
It's all about UNK Athletics. Wednesdays with Doug and Danny. Loperling. He's brought to you by Charter West National Bank. You have your reasons. We have your loan. And by Garrett Tires, Treads, and Appliances. Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, Broken Bow, and Cozad. Loperling Wednesdays on Doug and Danny on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly sunny skies across the area today with a slight chance of a shower storm developing late in the day with high temperatures in low 80s. Winds out of the east develop at 5 to 15. Tonight there's a slight chance of a storm with a low at 66. I'm Paul Frombly.
Right now, 73.
Hey, welcome back to Doug and Daddy's Show, Southern Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Yes, Jim Henry has been fired as general manager of the Cubs. Calm down, Cubs fans out there. Yes, I know that's real news of the day as well, so maybe there is hope in the future. They thought when they hired him that that was the hope for the future, but apparently it didn't go so well, so he is on his way out as well. Lumpy has chimed in. He says, what's wrong with the NCAA rules? They need to stop giving slaps on the wrist and start implementing the death penalty. Well, they're not going to implement the death penalty, like I said in the last segment. I don't know when they're going to implement it. So, somebody that's not worried about the death penalty at all and somebody's all fired up after coming off a 9-2 season is Isaac Frex. Isaac, good morning, and thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Pretty exciting time to be an Alma Cardinal. You look at the 9-2 record and you think, well, boy, this team could have had a lot of seniors. They're all gone. We're going to start rebuilding. That's not the case for your club.
No, it's not. You know, last year when we played that quarterfinal game at Creighton, we actually had, I think, two seniors on the field with the team we started with that day, so that really helped us get some experience. We had some injuries and stuff like that that made us have six underclassmen start last year in that game, but it really helped us for this year.
You know, Colin gets a lot of attention because he carries the ball and racks up all these yards. But for the first time in a long time, you got a big man getting the majority of the attention this summer with the recruiting nods Kai Wolf's getting.
Yeah, it is. You know, Kai's been doing a good job for us. You know, he's a big body. He's 6'3 and 285. And, you know, he's been getting some recruiting looks from quite a few schools. So hopefully that keeps going, and hopefully we can find a place for him to go next year.
What did the summer hold for these kids? Were there more camps involved? Obviously, this is a good group of kids that enjoys playing the game of football, where in the past, they've been known that kids weren't interested in football. They did other things in the summer.
Yeah, you know, we had quite a few kids go to camp. The kids, or, you know, they had quite a few. I think three or four of our kids played baseball in the summertime, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're pretty active kids, and we had four or five of them go to some camps, and I know Kai went to quite a few camps, and Garrett Kohling went to quite a few camps, and Ross went to some camps too, so it's been kind of exciting.
You know, one player that's leading the way, you got a fullback that comes back too, leading the way, blowing those holes open for Kohling.
Yeah, we're going to move some people around, and Allen's coming back, but I don't know, he's kind of in the running for our quarterback position, him and Tanner Hayes. So
Allen Christensen is who you're talking about.
Yep, Allen Christensen, and him and Tanner Hayes are kind of in the running for our quarterback spots. We might have to move some other guys around to fullback and stuff, so we're kind of still experimenting on who we're going to put where and find the best eight guys to get on the field at the same time.
Anything different in the offense this year?
Oh, no. We're going to be a pretty physical team up front, pretty big team up front again, and hopefully be able to run the ball a lot like we did the last couple of years.
Another Kindler takes over at tight end, though. That's he's back for his senior season, a good body, and he can kick the ball as well, too.
Yeah, you know, Corey's a really good kicker, and last year he was one of the kids that we had get hurt in that Elgin game. He tore his ACL, so, and he's coming back. He's been really strong with that, hasn't had any trouble with it. So he ran track season for us and then played baseball this summer, and he hasn't had any problems with it. So hopefully he keeps on getting better and keeps on working.
Alma Cardinals head football coach Isaac Frex joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Isaac, you mentioned the fullback Allen Christensen maybe moving over to the quarterback position. Who else is in the running for that job?
Him and Tanner Hayes right now are the two, and Tanner's a senior for us. He was behind Max last year, and him and Allen both have looked really good at quarterback for us so far this year. But like I said, we've kind of been moving some guys around and experimenting a little bit to see who fits best where.
Now, Tanner's not a real big guy, is he?
No, he's about 5'10", you know, 140, 150 pounds maybe, so not real big, but neither is Allen really, but they're both about 5'10", 5'11", 150, 160 pounds, so.
When you come off a 9-2 year, you've got everything pointed in the right direction, all these kids back, the goal for this team is what?
Well, I think, you know, the goal for the team obviously is come out and play every single game like we did last year, and, you know, come out and be ready for every single opponent we play last year. You know, we had that slip up against Overton last year where I didn't feel like I probably got them ready for that game, but, you know, that helped us learn a lot throughout the rest of the season and helped us get to be as good of a team as we were towards the end. And, you know, hopefully we can just stay healthy and keep on, you know, being aggressive and getting after people on Friday nights and just take it one week at a time and let the cards fall where they may.
Well, Neil slapped me around if I don't ask this question about his grandson. Brady Stumer could be a good one for you.
Yep, Brady, he's a senior, and we've been kind of experimenting with him a little bit too, you know, moving him around a couple different places just because he's been coming in for tight end a few times for us on offense and a little bit on defense. We've been moving him around some and, you know, just kind of experimenting. We've got a pretty good group there, you know, but hopefully we've got to build some depth and get some depth in our program too, because, you know, everybody has injuries and stuff, so hopefully we can stay healthy though.
Is that something you'll look to do? You get a lead, you want to plug some kids in early in the season?
Yeah, we're probably going to try putting some kids around. You know, we can move some kids around if we have to and just see how it goes and just kind of experiment and feel it out and find the best place to get the, you know, like I said, the best eight players we have on the field at the same time.
I got to ask you about your schedule. There's some teams on the Elwood struggled, Southwest has struggled. You know, Elm Creek, you know, looks to be a team on the come. You got a lot of teams, though. when you see Axtell and you see Overton and you see Franklin and you see Eustace Farnham, those are teams that have made deep runs in the playoffs.
Yeah, it is, you know. And we've got a pretty good schedule, I feel like, and hopefully we can come out there and just, you know, like I said, show up every single week and come out and play hard and do what we can control and take care of the football and those little things like that, and things will turn out all right for us.
Obviously, Kai's going to be a huge part of the defense as well. You want to push to get people on the ball. He's going to be double-teamed. Who does that free up to run to the ball for you?
Well, we like that when he gets double-teamed, because then that frees up our linebackers. You know, we run a 3-4, and that frees up our linebackers a lot to get to the ball. And Corey's one of those linebackers. You know, he played beside his brother last year for us and really helped him out a lot learning from his brother. I think he learned quite a bit from his brother. And, you know, we've got pretty good group of eight kids all the way around that we can put on the field. So a lot of guys with a lot of speed.
You mentioned Kindler, and we know he can kick the football. Is field goal something you can add to his repertoire this year, maybe if you get down there close?
Yeah, we tried a few last year. They were pretty far ones, but we just felt like in that situation, you know, if the ball gets to the end zone, it's just
right.
Like a punt, and it comes out to the 15-yard line for us in eight-man football. And so, you know, he tried a couple, I think a 35-yarder maybe, and then like a 38 or 39-yarder, and one of them he was just short on. He just didn't get a very good push on the ball, and the other one I think he was wide right, but it had plenty of distance. So, yeah, we've tried a few with him in the past, and we'll probably try a few with him again this year.
It's been since 1976, since the Alma Cardinals were the runner-ups in Class C2. Is this a team that can take it, will be a runner-up, or get to the finals in Lincoln?
Well, I think everybody's got a chance to do that. You know, everybody in Class D1, that's their goal right now, is to, you know, be state champions, and hopefully we can stay healthy. And, you know, if we are able to do that and stay healthy and be competitive every single week, you know, that's probably one of our goals, and it should be every team's goal also.
Isaac, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Keep them healthy, and best of luck. We'll see you throughout the year.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Isaac Frex, exciting time. Isaac is all of our guests right here on the Doug and Daddy Show, fed by our friends at Burger King. Icy Frozen Coke or Cherry Coke, all sizes now just $1. Burgers for breakfast available all morning long. Two locations in Kearney to serve you. 56th and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart. 8th and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema. Also Lexington, Cozad, North Platte. Burger King, fed to all of our guests here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to take a break. We'll be back on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
And it's 2009 AL MVP Joe Mauer stepping up to the shower. He turns on the water, wets down his hair, and reaches for the Head and Shoulders. Mauer knows Head and Shoulders is for more than just dandruff. It does 7 great things for his scalp and hair. And here comes the squeeze. He's washing. That hair's going to look out of this world!
Joe Mauer.
Yes.
Enough with the sportscaster impressions.
Oh, sorry. I mean,
sorry. Just thinking out loud.
Head and Shoulders. 7 benefits, 1 bottle. Official shampoo of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on products all over the store, and we're not done yet. Every week, you'll find new ways to stretch your home improvement dollar and get more project for your money. Ways to keep your home in better shape and turn the dollars you've got into more than you expected. Change your home improvement plans. Plan to get more done with guaranteed low prices, now even lower. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Hello?
Jim, we need to talk.
Now? It's been a rough day.
Oh, you've had a rough day. Since you left this morning, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim. Contacts, fuses, micro switches, and U-joints. All things that require your attention.
Believe me, I know. I'm doing all that I can. I'm only one man, and I'm a farmer, not an electrician.
Well, just remember, you chose me. Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered center pivots from T&L Irrigation instead, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Okay, so we can't solve your relationship problems, but we do know a lot about making your irrigation life simpler. Contact your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it.
So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting. In most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partly sunny skies across the area today with a slight chance of a shower storm developing late in the day with high temperatures in the low 80s. Winds out of the east develop at 5 to 15. Tonight there's a slight chance of a storm with a low at 66. I'm Paul Frombly.
Right now, 73.
My pleasure. Glad to have you.
I'm bouncing. I'm the first girl to scream on the track. I switched up the beat of the drum.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I promised you Paul Keels in the last segment, and then Isaac Frex rang us, so we just roll with the punches here. We'll hear from Paul Keels here shortly, our Big Ten preview. Brought, as always, by our friends at Bruce Furniture. Free delivery, old furniture removal, straightforward pricing. There's no fine print. Bruce Furniture is just right for you, Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance. And Gary Michaels in Hastings, the official clothier of the Doug and Daddy Show. If they can fit me, they can fit anyone out there. Check them out. Gary Michaels in Hastings is where it's at. Paul Keels, our Big Ten preview.
My pleasure. Glad to have you guys here and glad to have Nebraska in the conference.
Man, you just listen to that voice and you just go, he's got to be somewhere. He's got to be big time.
Stop.
Come on,
that's,
Paul.
That's,
you know,
sweet
it.
Of you to lie like that.
How fun and how entertaining has the last decade been? And is this kind of the most anticipated you've gone into a season, or what, how would you describe your thoughts going into this season?
You know, it's a different animal because of all of the off-the-field stuff this year. I think there have been seasons with more anticipation. I mean, my first year doing the Ohio State games was 98 when they were preseason number one, and a lot of people's favorite to win the national championship, and they tripped up and lost to Michigan State, and that cost them a shot there. 2006, which was Troy Smith's senior year and his Heisman Trophy year, that was a year that a lot of people anticipated. The anticipation is a little different this year. It's mostly like, what are they going to look like? What is going to happen? Will there be a bowl game? All of those type of things. So, but, it, you know, much like what you guys know with Nebraska, with Ohio State, it's still Ohio State football. They'll still have big crowds. People will still be excited to be in the horseshoe. And, you know, we will find out if it is true that everybody says the university is bigger than one player, one coach, one person.
How much difference is there in coaching styles, coaching, I guess, whatever you want to say about the change now to Mr. Fickell?
We will find out. We don't know. You know, for Luke Fickell, it's obviously a great opportunity in a difficult situation. And Luke would be the first person to tell you that this is not how he wanted to become the head coach at Ohio State. But it makes for a great script. A guy that grew up in Columbus, played for the Buckeyes, has been an assistant 10 years. You know, Tony, in regard to that question, the biggest one is, where's the offensive input going to come from? You still have the same offensive coordinator. You still have some of the same offensive staff. But it was Jim Tressel who really drew the diagram up for the offense. And with the fact that there's a gigantic question at the quarterback spot now, that even adds to that. So I think we can anticipate defensively they'll probably look the way they always have, especially with the same co-defensive coordinator still there. But the coaching styles, I don't know that we'll see all or the amounts of conservatism that we saw with Jim Tressel.
You know, so many questions at quarterback, but there's not questions about how talented these kids are coming in. Bosserman stood in the wings, thought he was the guy, or I'm sure in his mind, thought he was the guy behind Terrell Pryor, but you got three damn good ones. I mean, there's no doubt about it as far as the people that rate high school kids and talent.
Now, here's the good news and the bad news. In the spring game, because Terrell Pryor, when it was thought he was still going to be there, Terrell did not go through spring drills because of the injury he suffered in the Sugar Bowl. So it was all four of these quarterbacks, with Joe Bosserman, with Kenny Guyton, with Taylor Graham, and with Braxton Miller, that had the opportunity. The good news was none of them played themselves out of the position. The bad news was none of them played themselves into the position. So the challenge for this coaching staff when they start summer practice is they're going to have to make a quick and probably a blind determination how to divide these practice reps and probably pigeonhole a lot of it for two guys. The guess right now is, Bosserman maybe starts the year, especially if it ends up being basically a handoff offense. But then they go through their first two games prior to going to Miami, Florida, trying to decide, will one of these other kids be a guy that can take it over? And I can tell you guys, the groundswell is Braxton Miller, a freshman who graduated early, went through spring ball, and he's a guy that the public, at least anyway, is kind of excited to see if he'll get his chance.
Paul Keels joins us, the voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Are we looking at multiple quarterbacks flip-flopping early in the season, or as Coach Fickell says, he wants to pick one guy and go with him?
He hasn't really said anything about it. I think the first two games with Akron and Toledo, you could see multiple, and you could see if the games play out according to Hoyle, if they're lopsided games, you could see three or four of them getting an opportunity. I don't think there's the feeling that Braxton Miller's going to be redshirted. The other guys have all gone through the redshirt process, so there's no saving him there. So it's possible those first 2 weeks, but you know what they say, if you've got two quarterbacks, it means you don't have one, and so on and so on. And especially given the fact that they're going to be without the guy that will be their starting tailback for the first five games, they'll be without their top returning receiver and one of their top offensive linemen for those first five games. So they're going to have a quarterback that can make the best decisions, and at least based on what we've seen in the last 10 years under Jim Tressel, the one who can make the fewest mistakes.
I want to know about this nose tackle. This Hankins guy that comes
Jonathan
in.
Jonathan Hankins? Oh.
370 pounds, shows up. He loses 50 pounds. Am I close on that story?
Yeah, I believe it's close to 50, yeah.
And feels that he's faster than ever, better than ever, ready to go.
I tell you what we saw last year, because he played as a true freshman last year. And you saw as the year went on, he got a little quicker. He was a little more involved in making plays and things like that. But what helps not only he and John Simon, who's just a bench press freak, and some of the other guys they have, and this goes back to Jim Haycock, who is the defensive coordinator now. Jim is the last remaining holdover from John Cooper's staff. What they started doing, and they found this out, I want to say it was the 98 Sugar Bowl after the 97 season when they played Florida State, when they had Andre Wadsworth and a bunch of those folks. They realized they needed to get a good rotation of defensive linemen to keep them fresh. The offensive line obviously can't substitute as much. So what Jonathan Hankins and John Simon and a lot of these guys have benefited from, while there have been some bell cow names that have been upperclassmen, these are guys that have gotten reps. They've gotten opportunities. So now that they've had a year or two or three, they know what it's like to play in big-time games and big-time atmospheres.
Paul Keels, voice of Ohio State, joining us here. What's the buzz in Ohio? Is it about learning about these new guys and about playing football this fall, or is it still worrying about what's going to happen here in a couple of weeks, worrying about whether this football team is going to be eligible for a postseason play? What's the fan base like right now?
Doug, it's the latter. Everybody kind of wanting to know what the sanctions ultimately will be.
But they have said they have to ease some concerns with the statement they released. Right?
You know what? You really think so. When you consider the fact Jim Tressel's not there, Terrell Pryor's not there, they vacated all the wins from last year. There's been a massive reorganization in the compliance, or going to be. And then last Friday, when the deal came out from the NCAA, that number one, there's no new violations, and number two, that Jim Tressel was to the NCAA's feeling, the only person in the athletic department who knew about all of this. So that does encourage you a little bit. But the big question is, will there be a bowl game? And if there's not a bowl game, will Ohio State be eligible to play in the Big Ten championship game? Because that conceivably could cost the league a BCS bid. The bad part is they'll go before the Board of Infractions August 12th. We're hearing it could be 4 to 6 weeks before they know anything. So they could start the season not knowing if there's going to be a bowl game. And, much like Cornhusker fans, Buckeye fans will travel to bowl games. And I think you saw a lot of people last year getting ready to go to New Orleans who were a little nervous if those five players weren't going to be eligible to play in that bowl game. So that's the biggest question.
Outside of the quarterback position, we've talked about the defense. Looks like it's going to be pretty good. Do you think this team has talent to win the 10 games, or are we not going to know that until the third, fourth game or till they roll into Lincoln?
I think they've got the talent. I don't know about winning 10 games, but I think they've got the talent to compete in their division. The way things have happened now, I think you have to look at Wisconsin as the favorite in that division, especially now that Wisconsin has got a ready-made quarterback that's just transferred in. But they certainly have the talent to get through those first five games. You know, they've got Michigan State at home as their conference opener. There's, you know, playing on the road at Miami, and Miami's not what the Hurricanes were in years past, so you never know what you're going to get on the road. But there's a feeling that this team has enough talent to get into the position that when they come to Nebraska, they could be unbeaten. Now, then that's when all of the players that have been suspended get introduced back into the mix, save one. There's one guy who's just going to miss one game. Then how does that affect the practice leading up to that week? How do these guys handle going into from what we hear is a great environment for their first game of the season and adjust to all of that? But there's a feeling that this is a team that could be one. 10 might be pushing it. And the other thing that becomes a factor, guys, is, you know, there's a newfound confidence from everything we're hearing about what's going on in Michigan. And if the Wolverines start to have a little success and gain a little confidence, that game at the end of the year in Ann Arbor becomes possibly a little more challenging than it's been in the last few years.
Well, Michigan's ready. I mean, they're going to be ready. Brady Hoke's a great coach, so that you're right. That could be very interesting.
Posey's the one that comes back, the playmaker that everybody's expecting for the Nebraska game. How good is that young man?
I tell you what, Tony, he's got the ability to get away from defenders, make tough catches, make great plays after the catch, and a hard-working kid. He's not one of those big, physical-looking, when you see him in shoulder pads and everything, type of receivers, but he's a guy that just seems to be able to make plays and has played well off of the other receivers that he's had around him. He will be missed. And actually, the tailback position, they're not so much worried about. The offensive line, they're a little bit worried about. But Posey really being the leading returning receiver, what they're going to do at receiver now is kind of crucial. It may the tight end be a little more of a pass-catching threat. Jordan Hall, who's one of the returning tailbacks, is a guy that's shown he can be a pass-catching threat. But Posey's a guy that just seems to, in many cases, has always been around big plays.
The tailback position, you got a redshirt freshman in Rod Smith. Does he look to be the go-to guy?
We've only seen him in spring because he did not. He came in late last year. He seems to be a big physical type of guy. You know, practices have always been closed, so former players are allowed to go. I've not been able to go to practices, so we hear a lot of great things. But what they've got is Jordan Hall, who's got great experience, Jamal Berry, who was an outstanding kick returner last year, and he'll get his shares at tailback, and Carlos Hyde, a guy that's been there. So there's going to be a lot of competition at the tailback spot. I think everybody knows when Dan Heron comes back, he's the guy that is going to be the featured back, especially the way he finished the year. But there's some great competition there that those guys can help. Really, whatever happens to the quarterback position, they can help ease whoever the quarterback is in if they play the way they're capable of.
Last question, Paul. Paul Keels, voice of Ohio State. When you put the headset on for that first game, what's the one thing that you personally are going to be most interested in and intrigued in?
To see how the crowd reacts to everything. I mean, there's kind of been a feeling in the last few weeks that there was a story in the paper a couple of weeks ago about how ticket sales are maybe not what they've been. I mean, you know, at Ohio State, it's really not about ticket sales, but there hasn't been the clamoring for tickets, and some of that because Michigan's not a home game. There's not a prime non-conference home game this year. I mean, you've got Akron, Toledo, and Colorado. But how's the crowd? You know, how are they going to be when the band comes out, when the team comes onto the field? Is it still going to be the same buzz that you felt over all of these years? And when you guys get a chance to come to Columbus and see a game when Nebraska comes there, you'll get an idea of what it's like. That's going to be the first thing, you know, before thinking about the quarterback, before all of that stuff. Just is there still going to be that same buzz because it's Ohio State football that there's always been?
You think Tressel will ever be welcome back? Will he ever dot the I 10 years down the road?
I don't know about dotting the I. I think with NCAA violations and things like that, that might be a push. I mean, you think about it, the few non-band members that have dotted the I, Jack Nicklaus, Bob Hope, Woody Hayes, that might be a push. But I think that people, given time, people will look back on Jim Tressel and think this is a guy that did a lot of good but made one bad mistake. Think about it, guys. The last coach to leave Ohio State by his own doing, Paul Brown. So...
That wasn't 3 weeks ago or no. 3 years ago. Or
I think that might have been, if you combine the years of the three of us, it might still be longer than that.
Yeah. Well, Paul, we sure appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll let you get back to work, and I can't wait to see you when you make that inaugural trip to Lincoln.
Sounds good. Glad to be here, and welcome to the Big Ten, guys.
That was Paul Keel's voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. huge, huge game, and they roll into Lincoln that second Saturday in October. So we're looking forward to that. All of our guests in our Big Ten preview brought to you by K&K Auto Parts, because hard-to-find parts are not hard to find there. 1204 South Central Avenue in Kearney, and Misco Sports. They want to see them before the games begin. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. We're going to take a short break, come back with the general manager and editor of Huskers Illustrator, Aaron Babcock, back after this.
Hi, folks. John Shambi here, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is now available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medicine, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra delivers fast, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms. Allegra starts working at hour one to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. In fact, Allegra doesn't have any warnings about important everyday activities while taking it, like being careful while driving or operating machinery. Full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose one a day or two a day tablets. For added relief from congestion and sinus pressure, choose new Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength now without a prescription over the counter. Get it all with Allegra. Now on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
But you put on quite a show. Really had me going. Now it's time to go. Curtains finally closing. That was quite a show. Very entertaining.
Welcome back to Doug and Daddy's Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's something big happening in our area. I want to personally tell you about it. It's folks over at Midway Auto Dealerships in Kearney. You've spoken, they've listened. Both Midway locations have made the decision to ease not only your car buying experience, but your entire ownership experience. It's hassle-free pricing. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Every new and certified pre-owned vehicle is clearly priced, so you don't have to waste time with grueling negotiations. Feel confident you've got the best price in front of you. Think hassle-free. You think Midway. Check them out today. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Right north of there, you've got Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. It's Midway Auto Dealerships. Check them out online at thinkmidway.com. We appreciate the folks at Midway for being a part of the Doug and Daddy Show. And we appreciate Aaron Babcock, the general manager and editor of Huskers Illustrated, for being a part of the Doug and Daddy Show as well. Welcome to the show, Aaron. How are you today?
I'm great, Tony. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Well, we're hanging in there. You guys have been busy this week putting out the first edition this year's Huskers Illustrated.
Yeah, it's that time. We are mailing out our Chattanooga preview on Monday. So, we're excited. It's time for some football.
You've been at practice this morning, or at the end of practice this morning, I guess. Any big breaking news?
Oh, I just walking out of there now, and not a whole lot. You know, today was the last day of two-a-days, and so I think the guys are tired and they're beat up, and I think they're ready to maybe get on a little bit more normal of a schedule. But probably about the most interesting thing, it sounds like Andrew Green's making some nice development at cornerback, and Corey Raymond had some pretty nice things to say about him, and sounds like if the season started today and Alfonso Dennard was out, that he'd have a pretty good shot at starting at that other corner spot, at that corner spot. So, to me, that was a little bit of news. So it sounds like, he's making some great progress.
Well, that's one of those names you hear, and everybody, when you say that name, everybody goes, at the running back? No, the cornerback. That's the brother. That's the older brother of the running back that's in.
People are having some fun mixing up the two names, sometimes accidentally, sometimes on purpose. So it's been fun being in camp with his brother.
Aaron, it seems like everybody you talk to hears different things out of camp. The running back situation is something that everybody seems to want to know behind Rex Burkhead. Very, very talented group. Those three young men, what are you hearing? Who's got the lead out of those three, if anybody, at this point?
It's hard to say. We're just hearing that it's a three-headed monster. So I don't know that anybody's really distinguished themselves. I was in there the other day, and you know, they were all getting snaps, and Green and Hurd and Abdullah were, you know, were all looking pretty solid. So, you know, I think it's going to be a very close battle, you know, just from the little bit we've seen and heard. Nobody's really saying much. I thought Ron Brown had some great comments the other day that basically, yeah, it's nice that you guys are talented and fast, but, you know, you basically haven't done anything yet. So, you know, and putting an emphasis on fumbles, and if they can kind of tie up those things, I think ultimately that'll be what decides it, is who can hold on to the rock and who can not make mistakes, because it sounds like they're all very talented.
Are they letting them hit? I mean, are the running backs, is it full go? I mean, they're, the defense is hitting those guys?
No, I don't get that impression. It sounds like, from what Andrew Green was saying today, that they're thudding up a little bit, as they like to call it, but no full-blown tackles or anything like that is kind of how he described it.
Aaron, the offensive line, people are talking. Barney Cotton comes out and mentions how much depth they have. Then all of a sudden, four or five of those guys are standing on the sidelines again. Overall, are those guys back at practice? Are just bumps and bruises? Nothing serious, right?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, everybody's pretty good at you know, keeping things pretty tight-lipped. But I walked into practice the other day, and you got Searles and Marcel Jones and Qualley, you know, and Ryan Reed's kind of all on the sidelines there. I heard that Searles is, you know, was probably about a week away, and, you know, Marcel Jones is, you know, seems like he's, you know, had a history of being dinged up. But really didn't get the impression that those were huge concerns, and none of them really looked worse for wear for the most part. So, you know, I think that if it's nothing serious, then I think, you know, they could have a lot of depth at that position. But, you know, all of a sudden you lose three, four guys, and it'll be an interesting storyline to watch here over the next 2 weeks. But the coaches don't seem too concerned. And I know that Bo is pretty excited about the offensive line when I talked to him back in Chicago, just because of how this new system is going, and feels like they're training them differently, and they're going to use the offensive linemen differently this year. So he actually showed some excitement when he talked about the offensive line and the fact that this new scheme could really fit in with them. And I think, you know, you've been able to back that up with how excited Barney Cotton is to be working with Tim Beck, and that they seem to be on the same page. So to me, that's probably the most intriguing storyline of all the positions, is how they are going to shape up as a unit.
Do we expect Marcel Jones to play a down this year? He hasn't practiced a bit this whole fall, has he?
No, he hasn't. And, you know, that's a great question. They really need him. Offensive line is a position where you just can't get away with a bunch of inexperience. You know, it's, you know, I think of it as kind of a synchronized swimming. You know, everybody's got to be going in the same direction at the same time. And, you know, you start getting a lot of underclassmen in there, and it really shows. But you know, that those back issues and stuff are tricky, and maybe it's just a case of them just kind of babying him along, and you know, trying to make sure he doesn't get hurt in practice so they can use him in games. But I don't know. That's I'd definitely like to get some more information on his status.
General manager and editor of Huskers Illustrated, Aaron Babcock, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio Superstation. Aaron, if we switch sides of the ball and talk the defense, Eric Martin looks to be moving, making a nice transition to that defensive end spot. Is he finally comfortable there?
You know, I think he feels like he is. You know, I think it's getting more natural for him, but I don't know about comfortable, because of the fact that there's just so much talent at that position. So I think he's really getting pushed by some of those other guys. And, you know, you see a guy like Joseph Carter and Jason Ankra and some of those guys, and I don't think there's any guarantees that, you know, he'll be a starter. So I don't know. I think if you take that into consideration, you know, you have to wonder whether or not how comfortable he can really be. But I think as far as learning the position, I think he's getting there. And, you know, he's definitely filled out a lot. He's a big kid now.
Obviously, the offenses are vastly different than what we're used to seeing in the Big 12 and Eric Hague last year, playing that peso position or running all over the field. Lavonte David is set as a preseason All-American to play linebacker. How excited about the depth at linebacker do people seem to be, and how many do we expect to see on the field for a lot of these Big Ten games?
I think linebacker is a big concern just because they don't have the depth, I don't think, to be able to absorb many injuries. To me, it's nice to get Sean Fisher back, and Will Compton, I think, is a steady force back there. But beyond that, you've got some improving guys that, you know, really need to emerge, and I think they need a surprise at that position. And I think that they definitely can't afford any injuries. Otherwise, it's going to put that much more pressure on a guy like Lavonte David.
Aaron, you guys put out the first issue of Huskers Illustrated with your preview of Chattanooga. Anything that really jumps out to you about Chattanooga? What's the strength of that team?
Well, we're going to start breaking down their film probably next week, and so I'll have a little bit better idea. I think, you know, they've got a pretty talented quarterback in B.J. Coleman, I believe is his name. Doing some looking into that. I think that, that they've got some talent there. And I think the other thing is they've played big teams, you know, so I don't think there's going to be a huge awe factor, although I don't think that's really mattered. You know, you've got teams that come in and compete. And I want to say that I think they've played Auburn and some other top five programs over the last couple of years. But they've also gotten waxed pretty good. They're used to playing good teams, but that doesn't make them necessarily competitive. So I think in the magazine, I picked Nebraska to win 49-3 in that game. Granted, it's early, but we had to make our predictions early. So that's what I'm on record with.
Aaron, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great weekend, and I know it's a busy time of the year. Thanks for fitting us in.
Hey, anytime, guys. Glad to get back there in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, this is your old stomping grounds. The UNK was your home.
Yeah, I'm sure a few stories rolling around about there. I've tried to stay out of town long enough that they've kind of died off.
Thanks, Aaron. We'll see you later. Thanks for giving us a minute.
All right, anytime.
Aaron Babcock, he's general manager and editor of Huskers Illustrated. You can check him out online. You can check out the magazine. They start popping them out, and should be fun to follow Huskers Illustrated and all the resources they use to get your Husker information out to you. Folks, summer's not over yet, and grilling season isn't over yet either. We tell you about Troutman's Meat all the time. Well, they're still there. Carrie and the gang still waiting for you. You're having one last barbecue before the school year, before everything gets busy. I'm telling you, we tell you, Troutman's Hamburger. Try it one time. You won't buy your hamburger anywhere else. I'm sure of that. Bacon as well. Troutman's quality meats. T-bones waiting for you out front. There's sausage fresh out of the smokehouse waiting for you. There's a large, large selection of it. Stop in. What do you like, hot brats? What do you like, the state fair brats? Carrie's got it for you. Troutman quality meat. There's always somebody at the counter ready to help you with your purchase. Unlike those grocery store meat departments, it's different at Troutman's. That's a good thing, folks. That's a real good thing. Plus, they'll custom cut. They'll package your steaks to your specifications. Troutman's quality meats is certified Angus beef. Check them out today. They're waiting for you. Across from Bob's Superstore. Troutman's quality meats. Meredith, it's that time. I think it's time to get out of here. Lauren shoots us an email. Can you and Doug work together anymore? Yeah, there's nothing going on behind the scenes. Just had to get some things taken care of. He'll be back Monday. I'll be back Monday. It's just the way it worked this week. I want to thank Paul Keels, the voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. I also want to thank Aaron Babcock, general manager and editor of Huskers Illustrated, and our friend Isaac Frex. They were 9-2 a year ago. Looking for bigger and better things, though. I'm sure 9-2 will not suffice this year. If you're an Alma Cardinal football fan, they are predicted to win that district. A district includes the likes of Overton, who's been the front runner there for many, many years. Folks, enjoy the weekend. Summer's winding down. Sports are in full swing. We're going to recap all the weekend sports. We're going to see you Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!